Picture a rockfish. That's a general term for a number of species of long-lived bottom-dwelling fish floating at the surface of the water, bloated and dead. That's a sight most fishermen are familiar with. There are a couple of reasons this might happen. Fishermen sometimes catch a species of rockfish that the state won't allow them to keep. And sometimes fishermen have caught their limit of rockfish. One more would be illegal. So the fish are thrown back. The main problem is that when a rockfish is rapidly brought to the surface, the gas in its swim bladder, which researcher Elena Pribble describes as a little balloon, expands. And that leads to many of the injuries fishermen typically see in rockfish that have been thrown back.
That balloon gets so large, it actually ends up shoving a lot of the organs around to the point where the stomach is actually pushed inside out and out the fish's mouth. And other gases from the swim bladder will sometimes escape, and they'll shove the eyes out of the eye sockets.
And then the fish dies because it can't get back below the surface on its own. Many fishermen and fisheries biologists see these bycatch deaths as a waste, especially since populations are in steep decline up and down the West Coast due to overfishing. While Alaska stocks are stable, there has been some overharvesting in the sport sector, and new lower catch limits could spell more thrown back rockfish. Now there may be a solution. Elena Pribble is a PhD student at Oregon State University. Erica Jarvis is a master's candidate at California State. Both scientists have been studying whether these rockfish deaths can be avoided if the fish are immediately resubmerged after being caught. And they've found that in both the short and the long term, the fish do survive. Again, Pribble.
I worked with black rockfish, which is a pelagic species. So they're going to be more likely to respond to this better than a benthic species such as yellow eye. But with black rockfish, they survived for 31 days. I had no mortalities, and I ran 96 fish through these experiments. They're incredibly resilient fish.
The fish did have some tissue damage that wasn't healing. That's something Pribble says you'd expect. Still, the message she and Jarvis have for fishermen is that recompression works. It can give these fish at least a chance at survival. Jarvis says the trick is to get the fish back below the surface of the water as quickly as possible, and you don't need fancy equipment to do it. She says fishermen in Southern California are using upside-down weighted milk crates tied to long lines.
And what you would do is you'd stick the fish inside the milk crate and quickly flip it over and then send the milk crate down with the line.
According to Jarvis, the fish don't have to be sent all the way down to the bottom where they were caught. 30 to 40 feet will do.
And that amount of pressure then will recompress the gases, basically make the swim bladder smaller again, and then the fish is able to swim off on its own.
While the tactic of releasing rockfish to depth is catching on with sport and personal use fishermen in California and Oregon, it's just reached Alaska. Jarvis and Pribble presented their findings in mid-May to sport and charter fishermen in Sitka. Sitka marine biologist Tori O'Connell helped sponsor the event.
I'm excited about this because I have studied rockfish for most of my career. And if you had asked me 3 or 4 years ago, was it a good idea to release rockfish, I would say no, it's not a good idea. But now I'm convinced that it is worthwhile to try and release fish to depth based on their results.
O'Connell says the survival statistics for yellow eye, Alaska's key species, are good. And while sending a fish down in a milk crate may be extra work, she says the response she's gotten from fishermen so far has been very positive.
You know, for the most part, everybody I've talked to in both the charter fleet and the, you know, local recreational personal use fleet hates to see those fish float away. You know, you're throwing out a fish that might be 40, 50, 100 years old, and they're good eating fish, and it's a waste of the resource.
Alaska state regulations currently require fishermen to change location when they hit their rockfish limit. O'Connell says that's still the best way to ensure the species' survival, but if you do catch that extra rockfish, sending them back down is a good bet. She's so taken with recompression that she's trying to get the practice on the law books. She's put in a proposal to the Board of Fisheries requesting that recompression be required for sport and charter fishermen. The board meets next February. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.